YSS and the mobile monitoring. Anybody out there?
KE8FJW and the mobile monitoring.
Good morning. How are you doing today? N8YSS, also in the mobile.
Oh, good morning. Hey, we're headed down to the Sheboygan County area. Drop off a thing, so yeah, we'll be here for a while.
Well, I'm about 10 minutes away from my first stop, out working. I say down to Sheboygan. Are you up in the UP?
Yep, we're headed from the zoo.
From where?
The zoo.
Oh, I thought I talked to you before. You work as the law enforcement safety and security at the Lake Superior State College or University.
Yep, that's me.
Okay, it's been about a year since I talked to you.
Yeah, it's probably been a bit, so. But yeah, it's a hazy day up here, that's for sure.
Yeah, ours is, it's pretty easy, but it's also hazy here, too. I'm not too sure why we both. I think part of the reason was is you're on a linked repeater, and Mayo was linked up with it, and Mayo is no longer on the air.
Yeah, I think Cameron's working on something there, so he told the group he'll be back on the air soon, so we're hoping.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see him back on the air. Of course, then, too, my work schedule changed a little bit, so I don't go over that way as much as I used to. And I only get over there once in a great while, so I don't get on that machine as often. And then the ice storm did a number on it. Like it did a number on quite a few of the repeaters.
Yeah, that's for sure, yeah. It missed mine. Mine's still fine, so. But yeah, man, we're just getting on the I-75 southbound, so. Yeah, I don't remember what delivery service you work for, but yeah, I do. I remember that one.
Well, the name is John Juliet Ocean November, and I actually work as an outside salesman, not delivery. But I do make, I have a route that I go on and make calls. Although I'm just working part-time now. I'm semi-retired, just kind of winding down. And I do cover Petoskey and, Petoskey, Traverse City, Kalkaska, Gaylord, Grayling. Used to go over to Alpena, but that kind of dried up, so don't get over there as much.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You sell stuff. So, that's good. Well, hopefully you draw in more business.
Well, this is going to really sound backwards for a salesman, but no, I'm really not looking for more business.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, I guess if you're trying to get retired, so I guess.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. The goal is to retire, so I'm kind of tapering down. You know, I could just say, hey, I'm retiring as of this date, and I'm gone. Yeah, I guess I could do that. I figured this way for one, it's not a shock to my customers. Two, it's not a shock to my system either, is because I'm drawing Social Security now. And, okay, so I've got, like, two incomes coming in. And so as it tapers down, so I'm only drawing on Social Security, it helps me get used to it, if that makes sense. So, and then, you know, kind of tapering down in lifestyle, too. So I'm only on the road a couple of days a week. And, it's just kind of an adjustment rather than a sudden change.
Oh, yeah, I got that. So, yep, very good. Yeah, I get a few friends that are now retired, so it's definitely a change to get used to. You got this fixed income, and now you got to learn how to live within that fixed income.
Yeah, and the lifestyle changes. Because, like, I've heard of people that worked hard their life, and they retired at 62, and they only lasted 2 years, and they dropped dead from a heart attack or something. So you kind of got to get used to the idea of retirement.
Yeah, that's never fun. Work all your life and die in a few years. So, yeah, that's never good. That's for sure. Yeah, I got a few more years before I can get retired, that's for sure. I got about 13 years in at the university, so got a ways yet.
Yeah, but just looking at it this way, you got some ideas, or you got some time to accumulate some good ideas and listen to some people pontificate like me or some of your other friends, and so you can build up a nice inventory of ideas and experience.
Yeah, it's the name of it. You got to stay busy after that retirement, that's for sure. So, yeah, but I'll be too young to retire, so I'll be working for a while. About 15 years, I guess. I definitely won't be old enough to retire. I'll probably be about 50 or so. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it depends on retirement, because a lot of times I know law enforcement, they retire early or get to retire early. So I'm not too sure how the university set it up. I know some of the, I think state police, it's 25 and out. And like corrections officers and things like that. Knowing some know along the line, sheriffs, deputies, and so forth.
Yeah, it'd be kind of neat to have their retirement system, that's for sure, even their union. I'm stuck with ESP union at the university. We have the teachers' retirement, so. Yeah. And after when I do retire, it's only good for about 10 years, and then I'll be on the Social Security.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure how that was. Like, you're under the same heading as, like, support personnel at the university?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, and that can be good and bad, so. Anyway, well, I'm at my location, and I'm trying to find a parking space that I can park my car so I can get to work. So, good talking with you. NHYSS in the mobile.
All right, Jeff, that sounds good. And, name here's Brad, if you can't remember. So, stay 73 for now, and good luck with selling your stuff. 88FJW Mobile.
Thank you, Brad. Have a good day. KFJW, NEYSS, in the mobile.
Yeah, K8 MJS from W2PUT. And W2PUT is listening.
This is K8FJW mobile.
K8MJW from W2PUT.
Good morning, sir. I don't think I ever talked to you before. Same here as Brad. I'm okay in the, well, just off the tube. We're in the mobile. We're headed down to Sheboygan this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brad. Yeah, I was listening to you guys chat a few minutes ago. I was in the middle of something and wasn't really in a position to chime in until after you guys had signed. Name here is Dan. And we're located in the Yakiyak area here, about halfway between Sheboygan and Roger City. Enjoying some time up north here. Man, got a gorgeous morning. Taking a little bit of break from work. I work remotely, so as long as I got internet, you know, I'm good to go. So we. You know, when we're up north here, I can work from our place up here.
very good. So, yeah, we have a guy that gets on the radio here that also works from home. He's from Colorado, and he does IT for some company over there, and, yeah, he goes to work every day. Over the,
Yeah, a little scratchy there, and you kind of dropped out at the end. And are they in a bad spot for the other repeater you're on, or it's kind of getting to the end of your string on that one? Yeah, I work for Motorola as a project manager. Used to be a field tech, you know, system technologist, but got into project management. It's a great gig. So, you know, now I can take and spend time up north at our place, and you know, not burn a lot of PTO, and but it works out quite well. Okay, Brad. Well, you're really you're not holding it there. Didn't get much of that, so I'll go back to the listening mode here. Should probably get back to work and do what they pay me for. I took a few PTO, actual PTO days, and today is my first day back, so it may be one today, but it's certainly been a Monday. W2PUT.
W2PUT.
Hey, Shannon, KNSPW, W2PUT.
Just a quick question. What operating system are you looking for on that 386?
Honestly, DOS. Doesn't need, as long as I can get it to boot to DOS, I'm good.
Okay. I've got quite a system here, and then my father-in-law Ron had a. I'll bet there's at least 15 computer cabinets throughout his house, basement, upstairs computer room, just scattered all over.
Oh man, sounds like my basement used to be. I've gotten rid of a bunch of stuff, but I've hung on to a few of the old PC cabinets. I found that if you're building a little repeater with a couple of mobiles, they make a handy enclosure for stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Four or five desk tracks, by the way. A couple of them are UHF repeaters. I know. Got at least one or two VHF and UHF base stations. And I even have a box full of remote desk sets.
Well, you know, I still got those desk tracks that you gave me a couple, 2-3 years ago. I have used some of them. Actually, the one of them worked out great. I took and put a Raspberry Pi in it, and it's a, you know, self-contained all-star node. When I was, working in Detroit for that period of time, I had that set up in my office. It worked out freaking sweet. But yeah, those things are pretty handy to do stuff like that with too.
Yeah, I've got one ICOM VHF, one HF. Repeaters, the old analog ones with the brushed aluminum dark brown fronts. Plus I have a 10750 with matching amplifier, power supply, duplexers, everything that came out of the old Northville analog VHF system. That's even got a bird watt meter panel. So they don't need any of this stuff up here, so I'm probably just going to list it on one of the QRZs or something and just start getting rid of stuff.
Yeah, there's not a lot of a lot of application for some of that stuff up here. less population. I guess I'm doing my part to help out a little bit. I mean, I got my my stuff on the air at the house here. I'm on my on the 900 repeater right now, which Paramobile's in a box. I gutted out one of the old Motorola channel banks, used that as a chassis. Using a an MCS 2000 for the transmitter and a MaxTrack for the receiver with the Raspberry Pi, a little one of the mini 900 flat packs, all in a self-contained cabinet. Turned out pretty sweet. Works real nice. Got it set for about 4 or 5 watts out. A little Unity gain antenna on the eave of the workshop. It doesn't get real far, but I mean, I'm not expecting it to. Then I got the UHF. It's in a 6-foot Master 2 cabinet next to it. I've got that pretty well sorted out and planned. I kind of leave that one parked over on East Coast Reflector.
Well, you sound excellent. Your audio sounds like you're standing next to me talking to me, so nothing like good audio. Some of these people up here, I hear their audio, and some of the people that never check their mic levels, and they're down in the... You got to play with your volume control when they talk, and then turn it down quick before somebody else keeps audio levels are all over the map. To get back here, I just wanted to ask you about that because I'm going to start doing too when I get up to Ron's next, and I got one place to garage too for what I may have. 73 KSPW.
Okay, Shannon, thanks for keeping me in mind on that stuff. I do appreciate it. I'll catch up with you later. KSPW, WTPUT.
KSPW, 73.
KFA ENF monitoring. KFA ENF. A little bit of static on your transmission there, but you're coming in just fine.
Good afternoon. So how are you doing today?
Hey, doing great. Enjoying the little cool down in temperatures.
Oh, we're doing good. We just left Sheboygan and Mac Bridge is in sight. So we're doing good, even though it's really hazy down there. Going back up north where it's not so hazy. At least it was this morning, so...
The alert that it's pretty poor today. I'm guessing more of the smoke from the Canadian wildfire is finding its way down here.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. Summertime.
So.
Yeah. Other than that? Yeah, not a whole lot going on.
That drive on 23 and across the bridge and back home. You have a great day and a safe trip.
Oh, well, thank you. Yep. Yeah, we're actually on 75. So there's a lot of construction going on in 23 and the other one. So we took Levering Road out to 75, and there we go. So 75 all the way to the zoo. 73, and carry out your later on. KE8FJW mobile. KE8FJW monitoring mobile. Start final 75. Back in 10 minutes. KE8FJW monitoring.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor.